Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 28th. The grains closed sharply higher here today, with March corn up 8 cents, 682 and 3 quarters, March wheat up 11 cents, 785 and a half, and March beans up 25 and a quarter at 1514 and a quarter. That's the first close over $15. Since back in June. So pretty strong action here today, but it was an inside day on the charts. We'll have to see how that plays out tomorrow. But the meal was incredibly strong, up 1350 at 461.30, but the oil was down 142, 64.97, with crude oil down 57 cents a barrel. That was a good $1.60, $1.70 off its lows. The beans, when we took out the rains for Argentina, they rallied the beans last night. They opened strong and never really looked back. There was a little bit of a stutter step early, just about 3.5 cents. And then we rallied 18.5 cents off of the daytime lows. So it was pretty strong action here today. Argentina certainly needs rain. They've been getting some, but it looks like it gets pretty hot again. 100 degree temps one day, and then back down into the 90s, but not a whole lot of rain out there, and the market is reacting to that. Argentina is a huge exporter of meal, so with the meal market is certainly taking notice of that. I think the wheat market higher here today, still trying to assess the levels of winter kill out there, and this freezing temp. We're going to be thawing again. We're going to go back to freezing. I'm sure somebody's going to be talking about lodging in the wheat at some point here in the next few days. But we really won't get a handle on how bad the winter kill losses are until we get into next week. Next week, we should have a much better handle on it. But there certainly has been some damage. Wheat's been up, I think, 4 out of the last 5 days. So it's responding better. The charts look better. We closed the wheat over the 10 and 20 day moving averages again. That's now the fourth close. The next real resistance is $8 and then at 836. So we've got a few levels of resistance overhead. You know, do we test them in the next 2 days? I think we could certainly test $8, but I think 837 is a bit of a stretch out here. Corn market going along for the ride for the most part out here with the meal market strong. Corn was strong. And the corn market, you know, I don't see anything really, any real problems out here. We know Brazil's going to have a pretty good crop. I don't see that the demand is here to warrant these prices right now. We'll have some resistance at $7, and but you have to admit the charts looks pretty strong here. Is it just the end of the year stuff? It's hard to know. Would we be this high in all of these commodities if it wasn't for the lack of traders out there? We don't really know. We do know that corn also has resistance just a little bit higher at 885, which is a down trend line going back to June. We'll see if we can close over that. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.